When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's 74 days to the president.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Presidential and parliamentary elections. Hello, good afternoon. This is the Midday News. The news is live on Joy 99.7 FM in Accra, on Love 99.5 in Kumasi, and on myjoyonline.com. We are also live on all 16 regions of Ghana X Spaces and on Facebook. The Midday News is supported by Petrosol Platinum Energy, Energizing Dreams. Coming up, lawyers for protest defense still struggling to locate all protested arrested during the three-day Stop Galamse demonstration as they accuse the police of using rough tactics to detain the protesters.
We will have people monitoring the various police stations. So when we see where they are going, then we can hurriedly go and mount a defense and an application for bail for them. Because everything that the police is doing is as though they intend to keep them there by rough tactics.
We have details as the police prepare to arraign more than 40 protesters arrested, including their leader, Oliver Barker-Vormawor. Also, a former Supreme Court judge raises concerns over recent appointments to the Supreme Court, alleging the senior judges are being overlooked in favor of less qualified candidates due to factors unrelated to merit or established protocols.
In the appointment system, why must some senior and more competent justices be left and others less experienced hoisted to the highest court? What is it about?
The retired judge also questions the EC's reluctance to agree to a forensic audit of the voters' register.
That's the trouble with Africa. We just love power. We just look at it. We want to arm the one in charge, and that's the end. That's not constitutionalism.
Also in this bulletin, international energy firm Trafigura to go after Ghana's asset in South Africa to enforce their judgment against Ghana. In sports,
coach Yusif Bazige leaves Hazakes Ladies after over two decades for a new challenge in Tanzania.
And later, the National Peace Council engages the Electoral Commission while the opposition NDC escalates its concerns about the voters' register to the international community and civil society organizations.
I believe the Electoral Commission has a huge role to play. If your words do not go with your body language, you know, it will create some doubts in the minds of people.
Meanwhile, the National Peace Council says it has reached out to both parties, saying the posture of the EC will be crucial in resolving the impasse. All these and more with me, Hannah Odami. Stay with us. Lawyers for protest defense are this afternoon still struggling to locate all 46 protesters arrested by the police during the three-day Stop Galamse protest. The protesters were arrested together with the convener for Fix the Country, Oliver Barker-Vormawor, who alleged unlawful activities during the period of the demonstration. Lawyers for these protesters say they are still yet to be fully informed of the whereabouts of all the protesters were arrested. Member of Lawyers for Protest Defense, Prince Kaneku, says it appears the police are scheming to detain the arrested protesters for a longer period.
Tell us which court you are going to take them to so that we can come and mount a defense for them. Even that one, they said that they won't tell us. So you have a situation where the police is intentionally abusing the human rights of these persons for no reason other than to punish them for having the audacity to demonstrate against the Galamse menace that we are all facing in this country. In the hours after they said that they arrested 42, we saw on the internet that another four had been arrested. Well, we can estimate that about 46. Now, of that 46, we know the locations of a grand total of about anywhere between 13 to 15. We will have people monitoring the various police stations. So when we see where they are going, then we can hurriedly go and mount a defense and an application for bail for them. Because everything that the police is doing is as though they intend to keep them there by a rough tactic. We have received informal responses from the Deputy Regional Commander of the police in Accra, to the extent that if we are looking for the people, we should go and roam the whole of Accra, and if we find them, fine. If we don't find them, fine. As a matter of fact, we sent some of our lawyers to go around the various police stations, and when you go, you can clearly see the protesters there, and they tell you that, oh, there's nobody there. Or in the best case scenario, where they are being very charitable, they will tell you that there's an order from above that they shouldn't, you know, let you access, you the council, access the person who has been arrested and detained.
So you heard the member of lawyers for the protest defense, Prince Kanegu, who will be speaking to very shortly. Just stay on briefly for us. Let's come to our legal desk, and Kwaku Asante joins me with some more of what we are learning about this developing situation. Kwaku, has the police confirmed exactly how many persons have been arrested? And do we know which specific court they were taken to?
Well, no, we have been running our checks to get some more information on that. The police are tight-lipped about this. They've been putting out a lot of statements over the course of this protest, but they have not letting the media, all these protesters, know exactly how many persons they've arrested and which police station they are being kept and which court they are arraigning them before. But let me also tell you about this statement and this letter to the IGP demanding the whereabouts of all these persons. They say that considering the various arrests which the police have made during the course of the protest, we will be grateful if you could provide us with the following particulars of information. A, a list of all arrested or detained protesters. B, the police stations or detention facilities where the arrested protesters are detained, the courts before which the arrested protesters will be arraigned, and the dates and times at which the arrested protesters will be arraigned.
Thank you very much, Kwaku Asante. And this point that he just raised will be further hammered by Prince Kanegu, who has just joined us. He is one of the lawyers for protest defense. Now, thank you so much for joining us. You sent a request that Kwaku just spoke about to the police seeking information on all the persons who've been arrested. Have you received any response as we speak?
No, yes and no. So we haven't received an official response from the police, but what's happening is that we have heard that they are being taken to the circuit court around the Supreme Court area. So we have put out a communication to all our lawyers on the ground. I myself am stuck in traffic, so I'm about to take an Okada to get to the court quickly, because I know what the police want is that they want to be able to arraign the people and have them remanded. And that is more likely to succeed when the people don't have access to their legal counsel. So it's up to us to make sure that we are there. So we have heard that one batch of the protesters has been sent to the circuit court. So we are on our way there. That's all the information I have. I can only get more when I get there.
As you get there. But do you have any of your lawyers there already?
Yes. I know lawyer Noah Adamte, who has been leading us in this process since it began. He's on the ground over there. He's the one that I got the information from. I also know that lawyer Sedinam Ajadu is also around that Abraka area and heading towards that area. So those are the two lawyers that I know. I know others are on their way. Mr. Adare, Mr. Ado Akins, they're all on their way.
So then what will be your next line of action, since a lot of these arrests have been said to be unlawful by your outfit?
So the first thing is to get them bail. That's the first thing. That's the most important thing. Let's get them bail. And after we do that, I mean, we'll take on legal action to vindicate their rights.
Great. So we'll come back to you since you're on your way to the circuit court. We'll go back to Prince Kanegu when he gets any more details. And we will also be there joining you. Let's move on. And this afternoon, more Ghanaian assets abroad are under threat after Figueroa threatens to attack several Ghanaian properties in South Africa to enforce their judgment debts won against Ghana. It will be recalled that a UK tribunal issued a final award after it concluded that Ghana breached its contractual obligations by terminating a power purchase agreement with GPGC. Already, Ghana's Regina House in the UK has been put under receivership to defray the debts. Head of our diplomatic desk, Blessed Suga joins us with a copy of a letter from Trafigura to the finance minister demanding payments or they go after our assets in South Africa. Blessed, tell us the details.
Well, so Hannah, we have intercepted a letter with the letterhead of Trafigura, obviously writing on behalf of the Ghana Power Generation Company, which was dispatched to the finance minister, Dr. Mohamed Amin Adam, yesterday. Now, the letter appears to be pointing to an earlier communique that was sent to the same minister on the 20th of September 2024, to which the letter says that, quote, they have not yet received a response. And then the letter continues to point out that, quote, we can confirm that we have today filed the relevant papers to commence the enforcement of an arbitral award in South Africa. Then, of course, the lawyers are beginning to point out reasons for which they earlier went to the United States, a story which we heard here on the platform.
So why don't you give us a brief background about the issue?
Precisely. So what happened was that in that case, which happened in August, the U.S. District Court ruled that Ghana had indeed defaulted on the judgment debt. The judgment debt was indeed $134 million. The government of Ghana paid just about $3 million. Now, there is a compounding interest on the latest ruling that the United States gave, simply because Ghana decided to cancel a contract, a power generation agreement between Ghana and Trafigura on February 2017. Now, in 2022, a court in the UK or a tribunal actually ruled that Ghana had indeed breached the terms of our agreement, a reason for which we were supposed to pay the $134 million. That's why Trafigura decided to reinforce that ruling in the United States. And now they are, by this letter, notifying the finance minister that they are commencing a similar exercise in South Africa, where they'll be targeting all of our assets. Already, we know that one of our assets in the United Regina Kingdom House is being targeted. So that's the latest we have on this matter.
Do you have any response from the finance ministry or government?
It appears that there's no official communication from the finance ministry on this yet. But then there's also a caveat that Trafigura is giving here. Mm-hmm. They indicate that, quote, we would nevertheless like to reiterate, of course, the message of our previous correspondent, which again they've indicated, they've communicated to the finance minister that they would prefer not to take any further enforcement of their action and instead resort to just finding an amicable resolution to this matter, which they are still open to. But they want all of this done within 1 week, which they have communicated to the finance minister.
Thank you very much, Blessed Suga. We hope you will follow the story and give us more details on myjoyonline.com. To other stories, a former Superior Court judge, Justice William Atuguba, has raised concerns over recent appointment to the Superior Court, alleging the senior judges are being overlooked in favour of less qualified candidates due to factors unrelated to merit or established protocols. The former judge also questioned the integrity of the selection process, suggesting that considerations outside the accepted norms may be influencing these judicial appointments. Some recent appointments by President Akufo-Addo to the Apex Court are yet to be approved by Parliament. Speaking exclusively to Joy News, Justice Atuguba tells my colleague Elton John Brobe that a development is brewing discontent in the judiciary.
When allegations of corruption were made against the judiciary, what happened? I mean, I met three lawyers. One of them was my cousin. They were run down, banned from appearing before the court for making those allegations. A few months later, an ask came. What happened? Did the corruption start from that time? So, you know, this is the thing with this country. People just love the law. They take the power and subvert it. This is what's happening. They subvert it and feel that they have the power. That is not the power.
But should we have more judges?
I'm coming. And the appointment system. Why must some senior and more competent justices be left and others less experienced hoisted to the highest court? What is it about?
Is there some consideration coming from somewhere?
Well, but you just look at a prima facie in any institution. Right now it's happening. I understand there are grumbles in the police, in the army. Officers are being promoted above seniors. Why should these things happen? I think the judiciary is, the person doing that can't apply that to the judiciary.
And as I say, look at the appointments. Find some very competent, very experienced in the court of appeal, the high court for many years. They are just sitting there. Others come for 2 minutes. These things are happening.
And why is this so? Is there any other consideration beyond the laid down rules that governs the promotion appointment of judges to certain aspects of our court, including the Supreme Court?
If there were no other considerations, we wouldn't have grievances with the exercise of the power. What's the purpose of requiring 15 years standing? When you find somebody down the ladder, hoisted to the Supreme Court over, look. Let us not. This country will love to pretend. I'm telling you, I have to say this because this is what is happening.
All right.
Well, Justice William Atuguba, who led the 9-member panel of judges that adjudicated the 2012 election petition as its president, is unhappy the Electoral Commission is refusing to allow for a forensic audit of the voters' register. He says such a posture does not promote fairness and transparency.
The EC man was saying that there will be no further exhibition.
Yes, for now.
For now. And when again? Will there be any other exhibition before the election and within adequate time for?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For people to raise matters.
So what do you want them?
You know, they have to let the people see in what way they've addressed them.
Okay.
The Electoral Commission shall, by constitutional instrument, make regulations for the effective performance. Effective performance of its functions. So that's their duty. Not just exercise power. That is their power. So if that is not manifestly shown, they are not actually acting within their constitutional power. That's the trouble with Africa. We just love power. We just look at it. We want to, I'm the one in charge, and that's it. That's not constitutionalism. That is not it. And unless we get out of that and say that the law is not any private person's property, it is the most public and most binding system of doing things. Everybody is under that. Unless we get that done, people feel just too powerful, and that's what happens.
You heard the retired Supreme Court Judge William Atuguba. The full interview with Elton Brobe will air on the polls on Joy News at 3 p.m. today. Before we move on, let's get back to Blessed Suga because he has latest details on the Trafigura case. Tell us about that.
Well, in the last few hours, the story has changed dramatically because we understand that the Attorney General's Department, which is also in copy of the said letter that we're pointing to, reaching to the Finance Minister about the judgment debt and the enforcement of additional measures in South Africa, has decided to act on the matter. So the Attorney General's Department sources there are giving us a clear indication of what government intends to do. $43 million United States dollars, we understand, is being processed now as part of payments to Trafigura. If you do the computation, that will mean that $43 million United States dollars out of 111 plus million US dollars, leaving us with some $68 million United States dollars. But there's a challenge there because the second ruling, which Trafigura enforced in the US, has a mandatory compounding interest that was applied and effected on the judgment, which means that until you clear this basic principle, whichever way you do it, either clearing all 101, 11 or 68 million, which is the remainder now, you would need to clear that for the compounding interest to be waived. So that's where we are now. And until we race against time to also avert the action in the South African courts, that would mean more compounding debts for the country.
Thank you very much for those latest details with Blessed Suga. Now, the civil society movement against illegal mining is piling more pressure on government to take decisive action against illegal mining. The groups have demanded the repeal of certain laws that enable mining in forests and have also called for a ban on small-scale mining for the foreseeable future. Protesters wearing red and carrying placards led by Arocha and other groups are demanding government heed their demands. My colleague Sweetie Abochi spoke to some of them.
So we can all see what's happening with our rivers, and we are devastated, we are sad, we are worried, not just about today, but about tomorrow. We're wondering what our children going to drink someday if this issue of Galamsey is not, nipped now. Yes, so that is why we are here. When you look at my placards, it's saying that repeal LI-2462, we all know what that law is. And it's granting access to mining in our forest reserves. And our forest reserves is like, it contains a lot of watersheds. Most of our rivers take their sources from there, and that is why we are here.
Reason why I woke up today at 4:30 a.m. to make it here today is that I feel like people have detached themselves from the issue. I want everyone to know that it will affect you one way or the other. So in any way you can, whether it's advocacy on your social media, whether it's pushing for policy reformation, whatever you can do, it does not matter your age. One day, when the tap turns, there will be no water. That's my message to everyone.
Like, everybody is trying to send a message across that there should be a halt. For us to have a constructive solution or have a constructive way of actually mining. We are not saying we shouldn't mine at all. Actually, God gave us this natural resource for us to capitalize on to lift our GDP or have money in the country. Yes, but then the way and manner that this mining is going on is not helping.
You heard some members of the civil society movement against Galamsey there. Meanwhile, the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey is demanding clarity from the National House of Chiefs on its stance on illegal mining, following some comments by the president of the National House of Chiefs. My colleague Kwekwe Asante is still with me in the studio and has a copy of a statement that was released by the coalition. What does it say, Kwekwe?
Well, it says the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey, with a sense of pressing urgency, has noted with utter disappointment the position of the National House of Chiefs conveyed through its president purporting to reject any ban on all forms of mining. The coalition further notes the House of Chiefs' notable silence and its belated position now published. Should this statement be correctly understood the way it is relayed, the coalition notes the National House of Chiefs has regrettably reinforced and incentivized the rampant and wanton destruction of Ghana's environment and a commonwealth bequeathed to us by our forefathers. The seemingly rather shocking endorsement of illegal mining is particularly worrisome considering the constitutional mandate entrusted to the body to act as custodians of the land. And they reference in this a communication by the National House of Chiefs, which says that the members of the House of Chiefs further resolved that they should be adoption of the concept of the naming and shaming of MDAs and traditional areas on illegal mining. The members decided that the proposed amendment to the EPA Act should strengthen the power of the National House of Chiefs, and also all that. The members proposed that there must be an establishment of a special court to prosecute offenders of illegal mining and logging expeditiously. But this statement did not, like the coalition is demanding, outrightly condemn illegal mining and also endorse the position that they have taken that illegal mining and small-scale mining in all forms must be banned.
Thank you very much, Kwekwe Asante, with details of a statement released by the Ghana Coalition Against Galamsey. You are still listening to the Midday News live with me, Hannah Odami, on Joy 99.7 FM and on Love 99.5 FM, as well as 16 affiliates across the country. When we come back, the National Peace Council engages the Electoral Commission while the opposition National Democratic Congress escalates its concerns about the voters' register to the international community and civil society organizations.
I believe the Electoral Commission has a huge role to play. If you're worse, do not go with your body language. You know, it will create some doubts in the minds of people.
The luckiest
*712#.
Luck is everywhere for everyone. Yeah.
Here's to the friends who dialed *712# and found no regrets. To the investors who struck gold. To the health workers who diagnosed luck with precision. To the tough guy who couldn't hold back his tears. To the passionate fan who couldn't contain his joy. To the seamstress who turned her hard-earned stitches into a bundle of happiness. And now, here's to you. Your next big win is right here.
Luck is
Dial *712# now join in the luckiest winning celebration every 1st July 2024 over dial *712# now I can swear to ticket as a group, individual and also even as a community now win is the car cashier prizes are cashier in the community draw or go for the grand draw on the 30th of November 2024 unlock your luck with *712# now join in the winning streak now.
The luckiest
*712#
luck is everywhere for everyone, yeah. The luckiest.
When budgets are tight and money difficult to come by, you want to be sure you get the best value for your money. These are not times to be spending money fixing expensive engine problems because of cheap fuel and lubricants. Drive to a petrol source station today and buy your quality fuel and lubricants and rest assured of fuel that lasts long and lubricants that prevent expensive engine problems. Hear the sound. Petrosol, clean fuel. In full quantity.
Are you ready to get way more chances to win with Betway? Every single day, you have the key to unlock 5 free spins on Mega Money Wheel, where you stand to win a massive 1 million Ghana Cedis jackpot. All you need to do is to log in and take your spin. Exclusive to Betway. Terms and conditions apply. Regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Bet the responsible way. Betway. Get way more.
Welcome back to the Midday News. Mubarak brings us the latest in sports.
Yes, Anna. So Yusif Bazigi has left his role as the head coach of Hazakes Ladies after 21 years. The 52-year-old is expected to sign for Tanzanian side Simba Queens. My colleague Lawrence Beidou has more.
Bazigi is set to sign a one-year deal with Simba Queens as he targets a new adventure after several years in Ghana. He traveled to Tanzania over the weekend, having recently returned from leading the Black Princesses at the 2024 Under-20 Women's World Cup in Colombia. The coach is expected to finalize the move in the coming days. Bazigi has been with Hazakes since 2003, guiding them to 5 league titles and leading them to the finals of the CAF Champions League on their first attempt. Hazakes Ladies are currently under the tutelage of former player Mabel Bafo Eshen for the 2024 Women's Premier Super Cup.
So my colleague Lawrence Beidou with that report. Back to you, Anna.
Thank you so much. The National Peace Council says the posture of the Electoral Commission of Ghana will be crucial in resolving the impasse between the opposition National Democratic Congress and the Elections Management Body. A couple of days ago, the NDC staged a nationwide protest in demand for a forensic audit into the provisional voters register, which they claim is not fit for purpose. In a bid to drum home their demands, the NDC held engagement with civil society and the international community, asking the EC to be more transparent. Let's hear from Director of Elections for the EC, Omane Bwama.
We have data from various regions. Water region alone has submitted 44 pages of anomalies. We are waiting. If the team is set up, we are going to put all these individualized reports before the team. We are nationalistic. Unlike them, we are patriotic. We just want free and fair elections.
Meanwhile, the National Peace Council says it has reached out to the feuding parties, including the Electoral Commission, to resolve their differences. Executive Secretary of the National Peace Council, George Amo, tells Joy News, although efforts are underway to resolve the stalemate, the posture of the Electoral Commission, he says, will be crucial in resolving the matter. He
spoke we have some positive outcome. We have engaged the EC. We've engaged the NDC, and we are hopeful that an agreeable method will be acceptable in the nearest, you know, future. Mm. I mean, probably today, tomorrow, or the day after. For us to move on, I think we have to do that. We are working a lot behind the scenes. We intend to come out looking at the variables. You know, so we think that we are on course. Our leaders, I believe, they have good intentions for our country. What we need to do is also to create the environment for them, you know, to help, you know, shaping our country to the Ghana we all want to have for ourselves and our children. The political parties have a role, a huge role to play in making sure we reduce the trust deficit. I believe the Electoral Commission has a huge role to play to make the trust, you know, issues addressed, the posture.
And earlier you heard from the Director of Elections for the NDC, Omar Nebuama. That's it for our election headquarters.
Election Headquarters is brought to you.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.